great books. Everybody sounds valuable. So let's turn off our cell phones, put them on stun, and I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for January 11, 2017. Happy New Year. If you could all rise so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Tom Chancy.
Here.
Tom Dudley.
Here.
Anthony Rowan.
Here.
Rhonda Karen, absent. Debbie Long, absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
Wayne Baker.
Here. All right, we have a quorum. Let's roll. The next item is the election of officers. In so much as last year we didn't do it in February, we're going to do the same thing and push it over to February. So that moves us to the approval of the minutes. We had two meetings in November, November 9th and November 14th. Y'all have gotten these minutes. Are there any modifications, changes, corrections, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented from the November and the special meeting that was held as well.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Either or not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? They're in there forever. Are we still putting the minutes on the website, Dan?
Yeah. And you can actually listen to it, too.
Really? Just a raise of hands. Anybody listen to that? All the people that get a check. Chairman's report. We're moving into another year, believe it or not. So we're still keeping the same board. The 2008 pictures of the flood, they're yellowing to greenish to the point where those are a reminder that every time y'all come in here, please take a look at that. Because this is what happens when a man-made structure that's $275 million isn't maintained. Things like this occur. So we're trying to try our best to make sure something like that never happens again, under the premise that this is taking care of holding back Mother Nature. And remember, when we have 10 gallons of water, we only have a 5-gallon bucket, there's going to be some challenges. What we are prepared for is for an event like that as it relates to the working aspect between this group and all the municipalities that meet every month, that do drills, that do all of the things necessary, that if in fact we have to call everybody out, they have a game plan as far as what's going to happen as opposed to what we saw back in September of 2008. Hopefully, while we're all still drawing a breath, we don't ever have to see something like that again, because no one should have to go through that. Thank you again for coming out. Our apologies for what happened in December, but you know how that goes in the on the holidays. We're going into 17. A lot of design work, as Mr. Repay tends to put it, but we're of the opinion that we like to see work happen in the field. Now, remember, we're on a project that's the federal project, but also the watershed, which includes all the municipalities in the Little Cal watershed. So we're catching up on a lot of deferred maintenance. So that being said, it doesn't happen in a couple of years because this is decades of neglect. So we're trying to catch up and put things together so the next group of stewards had a little bit easier than what we had. All right, that's enough of me talking. So let's move to pay the bills and the finance report and approval of the claims. I've learned now from doing this for a while, we have to have a motion before we get to talk about it. So let's do that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the claims for December 2016 and January 2017. Claims for December 2016 in the amount of $809,938.21, and for January 2017 in the amount of $282,504.21.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Okay. Mr. Repay, let's go through some of these. I just want to point out for those of you that had been with us before we had any money, that we're getting ready to approve over $1 million. So have at it. Remember when we didn't have any money?
We just had that conversation.
I am. I'm going to say it every time I'm sitting up here.
I remember that. And I remember those finance committee hearings down in the State House.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to read them. Yeah.
You'll remember them. Anyways, we'll start with December claims. The reason for such a large amount, you have a couple claims. One for the town of Griffith for the reimbursement for the Arbor Gas Bridge that you guys approved for $340,000, $42,000 for the town of Highland for reimbursement for the pump station maintenance. We entered into an agreement with them so long as those pump stations were maintained to the acceptable standards that we go through for yearly inspections with the Army Corps, that they would be reimbursed $14,000 a station. And that's amounts to $42,000. Same with the city of Hammond. They have 13 stations, and they have also included the ones in Munster. So that totals $182,000. So already there were over $500,000 with reimbursement costs. Of course, the Dawson claim and some legal services relating to crediting. We have our pump stations now that we've taken over two pump stations, one Burr South and the other one Grant West. We have some costs fixing the pumps there. In this case, we have it at $16,815. Austin Electric for $28,475. That was for the backup generator. That's a partial payment for that project that was awarded to Austin. We're doing some work on Hart's Ditch and some smattering of some other minor maintenance issues, clearing blockages off of 35th, clearing the blockages by Cabela's, by Kennedy Avenue. During the wintertime, the beavers seem to be very active, wanting to block up as much as possible. Mother Nature didn't help with the wind last night, so I'm imagining we'll have some trees down when we go out there in the not-so-distant future. So it's just something that we got to keep up with. That's it for the month of December. If you have any questions on that, I certainly could try to answer those, and then or I can move on to January.
Well, let's stay on December. Anybody up here have any questions for Mr. Repay as opposed to moving on to January? Let's move on to January.
Okay, so in January, we have two claims for the City of Hobart for reimbursement for a project that this board has approved for the design of Wisconsin Street Bridge, one being $11,240, the other $10,445. We have a tree program that we have allocated dollars for. If those people that remember that have been here a while, we cut down a couple few trees back in 2012, if I remember correctly. And our job now is to start planting some new ones. And so we have left it to the communities along the river to decide where those would be, so long as they're near the river or Hart's Ditch or some other creek, that is what they've decided. So in this case, Munster will be reimbursed for $40,330. We also have a Hammond has submitted one, although haven't planted the trees yet. So that will be coming probably in the springtime when the ground thaws. We have the Sweeney contract for Burr South, and that's for $105,000. So that gets you to pretty close to the $282,000, besides the normal website management and gas and electric bills. just for a side note, you'll see now we have more gas and electric bills from our partner NIPSCO, is because of now we are taking over for the pump stations at Burr Street and Grant Street. So now we assume that electric bill. So we will have to account for that in our budget for this year going forward.
Okay, coming back up here, even though, I'm a little more familiar, just for the folks in the audience, the Burr Street rehabilitation. That's a pump station, correct? Just say what it is.
It's a rehabilitation. So Burr South was a station we took over.
It's a pump station.
In the fall, it is a pump station.
Okay. That's all I was trying to do. So we're upgrading that and getting it to do what it's supposed to do per the original designs.
Plus.
So, and I'm bringing it up also on the aspect that we have 13 stations handled by the city of Hammond. How many by the town of Highland?
Three.
And then how many do we have that we're responsible directly for?
Eight.
Okay. Quiz. So, that's what
I should know this by now.
24, I'm going to ask pretty much every quarter.
Yeah.
And the pump stations. Now, the pump stations, and guess what? You know, as I think we all see, when we have big storms and it rains and things like that happen and trees fall, the power goes out. The pump stations are making sure that some of the things that need to happen to get the water from going into the streets and into the basements. There was no backup generation on these. So one of the things we've really been pushing for is to get backup generators on all these pump stations. Because when it storms, the power goes out. I mean, so anyway, thank you. 24 pump stations. Any more questions for the January claim list for Mr. Ipe? Be there none, we have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Kuchinski.
Yes.
Tom Dostecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodeck.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Devon Whitaker.
Yes.
Wade Baker.
Paying the bills, yes. Okay. Dan, Project Tracker and what's going on from your reporting perspective as it relates to moving into the new year, and what do you think is going to be happening?
Well, you want me to go into Project Tracker?
I want you to just do your report. I just see that on here, and people say that I need to read off the agenda, so that's what I'm doing.
I'm going to put it in the full moon. I think so, and I'm going to put more things on that agenda.
And you're doing good.
Thanks.
So we don't get into page two.
Correct. So we'll start with the pump stations that we talked about just briefly. Burst South, the new PLC has been installed. One pump and the sump pump have been all rebuilt and working. We're waiting on two of the remaining pumps to come back from flight, which should occur in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then at that point, we will run all of our final tests to make sure that that station is working the way it was designed, the way it was bid out, and that will be a completely up and running, functioning pump station ready for the inspections by the Army Corps of Engineers come May and June of this year. Burr Street North, Superior Engineering is working with Caterpillar and Austin on some punch list items before that's done, but if you've been by there, the new generator has been installed. It has been started. Like I said, there's a couple items that still need to be worked out that were different from the plans and vice versa. So we're going to go ahead and take care of those. And once that's done, that project will be cleared out. Grant Street West, which is a new pump station that we took over about 2 months ago, we have pulled two of the larger pumps out of there, the 45 horsepower pumps and the sump pump. So right now that pump station is working on one pump while the others are being fixed. The reason why we pulled them all out, because all three of those were not working. So we had no choice but to work on one pump right now. We're watching to make sure that everything is functioning and hoping that by the first week in February we'll get the sump pump, those two other pumps back with the rock system, and then at that time we'll take out the last remaining pump to make sure that it gets maintained and fixed and see if there's any issues with it. We're checking through the cabinet to make sure that that's all in order. We have noticed some rodents getting in there, so we have to seal that up and hopefully they're not chewing in any wires. A couple of the design projects that you talked about. Harrison Bridge is still going, hoping to bid in late 2017. That's what we're hoping for right now. But worst case scenario, it will be bid out in 17 and built in 18. Kennedy Avenue Bridge, same way. We're designing it currently, very likely projected to be constructed in 2018. The 35th and Chase Overpass, which is where there's currently a panel closure, we have proposed. We've actually gone through with the city of Gary and asked them their opinion on it. They've agreed with it. We've submitted to the Army Corps. They've given us initial review and some some things that we need to correct, but we believe that will be constructed later in the summer. Levee paving, and we'll get to these issues under some of the motions. Levee paving for Gary South, all permits are there, so we're going to bid that out, and hopefully that will get started in spring, along with levee paving for the city of Hammond. Chase manhole extension, which is, there's 10 manholes that are inside the levee. We've done them at, well, not Southmore, but it's, what street? I can't even think of the street.
Lyman,
thank you very much for Lyman. We've done those. We've done the ones off of Harrison. We've done the ones off of Broadway. Chase is the last one. There are 10 manholes that we need to build, encapsulate, and extend. We've submitted that to the city of Gary for its review to make sure that they're okay with it, and then we will move it on to the district office for their sign-off and approval. Other than that, that's what we've got going on so far in January.
All right, any questions for Mr. Repay on this short list of stuff going on?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
A question I have for you, Mr. Repay. You mentioned Burr Street North, that Superior and Austin is just about done. I guess they're in the commissioning stages since they fired it up. It runs and everything. What's the estimated time that they'll be complete?
You know, there's just, you know, the list of items, and I should have brought it, but they're just small items that were different from what, and it sounds odd, but, you know, they're different from what Caterpillar brought in to what it was actually designed to show. But they're small items, but they just want to make sure that they're addressed. And if they're critical, if Caterpillar overbuilt them, whether they're needed, and how Austin is to hook it up to the pump station. So I would estimate by February 1st, just to give me plenty of time, it would be 3 weeks. But it probably was more likely would be sooner than that, so that they're up and running. You know, I don't think we had the meeting since then. But the difficulty with not only Burr North, but Burr South was those two stations were out of commission for 5 days each, not on the same days, but we had to turn off the power to reroute a lot of the power. So that was a tricky time to pick 5 days in December/November to do that type of work without it causing any backups on any houses.
I think I saw a standby generator out on Burr South.
Correct, we did. Okay. Just because it was starting to get to a point where we had a storm. It wasn't of great proportion, but it was enough that was causing enough backup that we wanted to make sure that we got the sump pump moving.
Okay. My second question is Grand Street, the other two pumps that are out right now, what's the estimated time return for those?
We have them back supposedly February 1st is what Flight has told us. Okay. It's two pumps and a sump pump.
Okay, so, before rainy season, so to speak, which is more than enough time.
And before inspections, which is inspection will be probably May.
Sure.
Wait, we just did those.
Last May? Come around fast.
Wait, well, the paperwork just showed up.
They just come. They just keep going. It's like tax season. They just keep coming.
That's all from you, Mr. Chair.
All right. So obviously we need to make sure those as best as possible with folks helping us come online before the spring.
They will.
10-4. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Ipe?
Dan, what's the anticipated timeline for the Wisconsin Street design?
You know, I don't have an answer for that, honestly. They've been working on it, and I don't have the contract because it's not us that signed it. So
maybe for next meeting we can find out what they're looking at design construction wise and when that thing's going to take off.
I will do that.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Repay? Be there none. I like it. Moving down the list to other issues, new business.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to re-enter into a contract with Computer Network Services on site, which is the vendor for IT for our office. They already do existing work with us. We're simply re-entering into a contract for IT services, and I'm making a motion for that.
Yes, sir. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, with regards to this item, I'm going to recuse myself from voting on this. I have a family member that works for that organization, specifically my nephew, so I'm going to recuse myself from voting on that issue.
10-4, thank you. Any other conversation? Since if you don't have the internet, nothing really happens, so I think it's kind of important.
They've been just a point of clarification, they've been doing our IT work since I started in 2010, and previous to that, they did it when they were at NERPC, so it's been a long-standing, and they've done good by us.
10-4, any other questions or comments on that? Be there or not, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellano?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Big fan of the internet. All right. Other new business.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to accept the service agreement for the Gary Pump Station maintenance from Glim Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance of Gary, Indiana, a minority contractor.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And a second? Any discussion? Either none, so important stuff, like all man-made pieces of equipment, they need to be maintained. That's what this is going to help us with. Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Lipke.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table the proposal from Cause for a Pause out of Gary, Indiana, and let us do a little more investigation on that.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? This is just going to be something we handle later, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever you guys are ready to decide on the dog park.
Full moon.
It's all you.
Okay. I'm going to be consistent. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax.
Yes.
Dave Costello.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we authorize the Executive Director to enter into an agreement with Garcia Consulting Engineers for the design of Gary North Levee paving in the amount not to exceed $35,000.
Motion and a second?
Second.
And a second? Pick who you'd like, Mrs. Lambert. Discussion, this is approximately from Klein Avenue all the way to Martin Luther King, just for the design. Keep in mind that this is also a recreational project as well as flood control back in the day. But what we're trying to do is, as we continue to pave and continue to do those types of things, also taking into consideration in providing access for the maintenance vehicles and those types of things when they're not driving on top of the levee. So this is also helping us with the O&M. So there's a motion and a second. Anything else to add to that, Mr. Repay?
I would say no. I mean, it's the important thing there is on the north side we have billboard leases that we have to make sure that the pavement's a little bit thicker, bigger trucks go on there, and that's what we've accounted for so that when they go up there to change the billboards, you're not end up with the ruts that we had
right.
prior to.
And when the trucks ride on the top of the levee and they make ruts, we get dinged in our inspections, which are happening in May. So we're getting there. Any other discussion?
I just want to make sure we talked, and I have spoken in a previous meeting about the possibility of making some conductivity between the north and the south. And I just want to make sure we keep that on the radar.
And that's more specifically the gap that exists between Chase, because technically the way the recreational trail is designed to go from North Levee, which is at when it terminates at Chase, goes across Chase and picks up at Chase on the south side, which is by the leaf composting. So. Right now, we took out those culverts, so there is no way to get across that area. You would just have to continue on going on north, the north levee, which is, it gets a little bit complicated anyways because of Grant Street and Broadway, but it's something that we're working on. And right now, I think the first component is recreation. I mean, for our maintenance vehicle, second is recreation, and we're going to try to fix that with something this summer. We're going to look into some way to achieve that without causing any blockages.
Just like the ribbon project, let's see if we can actually have something that makes some sense and continues for, you know, the length of the project. Okay, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Shinsky.
Yes.
Tom Becky.
Yes.
Anthony Brunner.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Baker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we table the decision to authorize the executive director to enter into an agreement with Patrick Engineering for the design of the railroad bridge in Hobart at an amount of $418,000.
There's a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any second? Any discussion?
Just subject to prior conversation. There's a lot more. It's not just a number. There's protocols that we are discussing being consistent with our previous practices. So I just like some more time to review this. I think a couple other commissioners would also like time to just think through how we're going to handle this.
Understood. And, you know, also, it's cool about this project is you get to deal with all levels of government, the utility, and the railroads. So it's outstanding.
I said
all levels.
All levels. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlinke.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
LaVon Baker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to authorize the executive director to go ahead and advertise for bids for levee paving on the Gary South area and the Hammond levee.
Second?
Second.
And a second, any discussion? This is basically just giving Dan the authority. We're going to do everything more transparent now and say, here's what we're doing. This is what's happening. And then everybody knows that, you know, we're going out for bid. So, hey, we're going out for bid. Any other discussion? Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlinke.
Yes.
Tom Becky.
Yes.
Anthony Brunnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
LaVon Baker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. One more, folks.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for us to accept a proposal for the Belmont Sluice Gate project. And that particular person, there were three proposals that were submitted to the board. And, of course, we would like to accept the most responsible bidder for this particular project. And that particular person would be Grimmer Construction.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion?
Just to clarify the motion that we're accepting the lowest responsible bidder, with which was Grimmer, apparently, with advice from council, and the amount of $54,982.
So no. Gee, Dan, where is this?
I don't know, Bill. I mean, Mr. Chairman. this project was a small project, and so we weren't under the jurisdiction of having to bid it out, and we decided it was probably easier and a lot quicker to fix this problem through the just seeking proposals. And so we sought three proposals, one from Gary Up, one from Grimmer, and I believe the other one was Hassey. Just so the record is clear on the numbers, Grimmer was $54,982, Hassey was $74,955, and Gary Up was $63,700. And so this is the gate that is located just to the west of North Cod Avenue. There is a bike trail that runs through the, I guess, intake of it, which during any rain event is flooded, which makes the whole trail basically unusable, and then you have to go around and causes all kinds of issues. And so this will be the fix for that problem and hopefully make that function a little bit better, a lot better.
Outstanding. Any other discussion? All right, there's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlinke.
Yes.
Tom Vasecki.
Yes.
Anthony Barnett.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Lavon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Giddy up. Next. Colonel, nice to see you. Happy New Year. If this would be a great opportunity maybe to provide some insight from the world of the Army Corps of Engineers, please.
Certainly, and actually what I will do is just an opening comment, and then I'll turn it over to Natalie Mills for some specific updates. But I did want to publicly introduce my new deputy for project management to the board and to the public for the Little Carolina River Basin. Katarzyna Czerkowska-Risley has replaced Mr. Roy Data, who was a long-serving 15-year DPM. And so she is now my deputy, and so as a point of contact for issues, she's available. And with that, I'll turn it over to Natalie for a couple updates for the to the board and the public.
Thank you, sir. Natalie, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you all. Thank you very much. Natalie Mills with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I'd like to provide an update on the Alps ongoing construction contracts that we recently awarded. So the first one I'd like to provide an update on is the Hobart Marsh Mitigation Contract. We're currently in the submittal phase. However, they are planning to start some clearing work next week. So that's where they are on that. And then on the Hammond Tyvek, they're still in their submittal phase. They're scheduled to mobilize to the site in March and planning to complete the line of protection in June based on the approved schedule that we did receive from them. That's all I have to report at this time.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On the Hobart Marsh and the Hammond, is there? Could you tell me what the amounts are?
Sure.
And are there any minority participations in any of these contracts?
So the Hobart Marsh Mitigation Contract was awarded at $4.5 million, and the Hammond Tyvek was approximately $582,000, and they do have to meet, based on the contract, they're required to meet minority goals.
So are there minority companies working on these projects?
For them, yes, but not, you know, they're not, the primes are not.
They're not, but a
subcontractor, yes. Okay.
And what percentage of the day have? I'm just curious.
I'd have to get back to you. I'm not sure the percentages.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
But I can follow up.
But thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
On the Forest Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. State line. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Tieback, yep. Mobilization March, line of protection June. March 1, June 1, March 31, June 30. Do you have any more than the month?
I can give you the schedule. I have already provided it to Dan, yeah. But I can send it to you. So you can have the full schedule. So you can see exactly.
Just trying to get a feel. As a project manager, you go at the beginning. You're designing it, you go at the end, if it's not explicitly stated.
Any other questions for Natalie? Mrs. Mills? Mrs. Mills? Getting any sleep?
No.
She's had a new baby.
A lot.
It's a blessing.
It's a problem. Uh-huh, a blessing, yes.
A problem. Blessing. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
My favorite part, statements from the floor. If you'd like to help us move things along so things like that never, ever happen again, please come up to the mic, state your name and address, and what say you? Yes, ma'am.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Lori Zelno, 7142 Forest. Tonight you mentioned that Hammond has 13 of the 24 pump stations. Does anybody know how many of those have backup generators? Dan?
The ones in Munster do, so that would be Bering, Frederick, or they call it Outlet A, Cammon Avenue, and that's all they have.
North Kai?
Munster.
Holman
Avenue. All right, Holman Avenue.
North Kai?
Thank you.
That's Bering.
Oh.
Holman.
So only the ones in Munster is what you're saying?
That's Bering Avenue.
And Holman, you said?
And Holman, yes.
Right.
All the ones in Munster have backup generators.
So the only ones that Hammond Sanitary had as backup generators is what I heard are the only those that are in Munster.
And Holman Avenue.
And Holman Avenue.
Which is actually on the Munster side.
Right, correct. I think it's all the Munster ones is what it sounds like. So 4 out of 13.
Thank you.
Interesting. Anybody else? Shoes optional.
Like that hot feet, it was so sweaty.
Well, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Happy New Year.
I was too bundled up working today. Happy New Year to you, too. Well, thank you, Tom Wyszynski.
First of all, please state for those that don't know who you are.
Sandy O'Brien, Hobart, Indiana.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tom Wyszynski, for thinking of the Chase Street disconnect on the trail system. That's an important thing to get fixed. And I'm glad Hobart Marsh is moving along and they'll start working next week. That's awesome. Very good. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Man, I'm getting good at this. All right, folks. Next meeting is Wednesday, February 8th. Here, unless we take it on the road, if we do, we'll put it on the website. And if you haven't signed up for, hold on a second. If you haven't signed up for your email blast, if you do that, we'll put out notices and you'll be on that list to be able to get things taken care of. Mr. Castellanos, you have something to say?
I sure do. Thank you. Thank you. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody that's out there and all the supporters. But I do want to make an announcement that we have a radio program that's once a month in Gary, Indiana at WLTH Radio. It's at channel 1370 a.m., 9 o'clock, second Monday of every month. And just to let you know, it's been started out slow, but it's been picking up big steam. Well, one of our impressive guests we had was Colonel Christopher Drew. Because of his being on the show, I've got calls from legislators, local representatives, and school members, school board members wanted to know about possibly interacting with the Army Corps of Engineers for any kind of program that can be any kind of credit for any kind of curriculum. So I just want to let you know that, Colonel, that we very, the city of Gary, that I can speak for the mayor, the other people, that they really appreciate you coming on board and giving all the information that you did. And I'm personally, and I got a chance to know you, I'm sorry to see that you're leaving. Now, next month, which is going to be Black History Month, we're going to have a special guest, and it may be one of our legislators that's going to be on. But we're also going to be looking for other individuals out here. We want to involve all the communities. We would like to have people from Hobart, Gary, Munster, and Griffith, Lake Station, all become part of this. So I'll be talking to you and looking forward to asking you to come on. We had our chairman on, Mr. Baker. He did a real great, good job. We got a lot of good reviews from that. So I just want to let you know. So please listen in. Look forward to working with you. And again, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Broadnax, anything?
Nothing to add.
How about I wish everybody Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
And a smile. Mr. Gustavi.
Well, since it's protocol, Happy New Year, everybody. Wish you all a prosperous 2017.
There you go. Mr. Wyszynski.
Merry New Year.
Hey. Mr. Whitaker.
Happy
New Year. I want to say Happy New Year in all sincerity. And I know it's at times like these, we're making progress on the commission. I really am elated that we took the time as a commission a couple of years ago to pass the minority participation and to adopt it, rather, what it is that the state has set forth. And to see us making progress is elating. And so looking forward to making more progress. We're 30-40% minority in Lake County. And diversity is a great thing for all of us. And, of course, the more people that pay into the watershed, the better sustainable we will be in Lake County, not limited to Lake County, but the better we'll be in Lake County, and the more we are able to distribute that across ethnicities and populations, of course, That in turn also helps more people to be able to pay into it. So it's a win-win for everybody. I certainly look forward to us having more participation as well. And I want to thank the commission for taking that step in that direction.
Thank you. Mr. Wicklund.
Excuse me, nothing to add.
All right. Be there no more. Wednesday the 8th, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Let's go. Thank you, everybody.